Gabi Adam Hakamrin and the Sagilei Bereshei Verubai. By Adam we learned that it's Mutter to Lishtois, Mershus HaYochid, and he's standing Mershus HaRabim, if Reishei Verubai is in the other issues. Gabi Pore Misagilo Bereshei Verubai. By Pore the Gemara clears a Shaila if it's sufficient Reishei Verubai, or it is not sufficient. That's the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon. The first Lashon held, maybe you don't need Reishei Verubai by Pore. The second Lashon holds Misagilo, if it is sufficient. Maybe you need more than Reishei Verubai. Zut the Gemara Zay. Hey, chide noket mone venoket lo, if he's holding the keli. And he's also holding the apso that's around the neck of the pore, so he has control of the actions of the pore. Loite boy loch the sagilo bereisha veruba. Zicha reisha veruba will be enough. And that, remember, we have a Mishnah that there are kaponim, some instances when reisha veruba is enough. So that's by noket lo, venoket lamon. The shaila is the nokit mone. He's holding the keli v'loy nokit lo. He's not holding the absa around the neck of the behemah. So he doesn't have control of the behemah. So it could be the behemah while he's holding the keli, the behemah will give a move and turn around and accidentally he's holding the keli, so he'll be taking it out of the reshus of the Beina Pasim, and we'll take it out to a reshus Arab. That is the shail of the Gemara. Amalei tenisua. We learned a bilvad shetahei poro roishe veruba bebifnim. That you need an area Beina Pasim that it should be roishe veruba bebifnim v'shoys. My love, the nokit mone v'loi nokit lo. That in such a case, you also need Roshe Verube, by he's holding the Kalin, he's not holding the Behemoth. And so you see Al Koponim that it helps. So the Gemara says, Loi, the Noket Mone, the Noket Lo. Could be it helps only if it's Noket Mone, the Noket Lo, he's holding the Absa around the Tzaber of the Behemoth. Vahochi Nami Mistavro. That it only helps by Noket Lo. The e nokat mone v'loy nokit lo. Because if it is speaking about nokit mone, he's holding the keli. In that holding the, he's not controlling the actions of the behemah. Mishori, is it then muta? Vasanya, we learned in Abaraisa, lo yimale yodomayim v'yiten lifnei behemtoi. We learned in Abaraisa, a person should not be memale from the pasimayim. The yitain, and he should give it lifnei behemtoi. So the Gemara learned it speaking about that it's nokat lemone. She's not allowed to do this. Avol memale v'shoifer. He's only permitted to be memale and not to hold the keli, but to spill it out. V'shoifer mi'alel. So memale, so what is this baraisa speaking about? In which case is it speaking about? If it's speaking about nokat love and nokat lemone, so the Allah is Reishe Virube helps. So it is permissible. So Kocha here is speaking about that it's Loi Nokat Lo. And here it says Klo, that there's no Eitze. I feel Reishe Virube would also not be sufficient. He's not permitted to hold the Keli if it's Loi Nokat Lo. And with the Gemara, Hayitmer Allah, that this Bereis is speaking about another case in Gansen, Omar Abaye, Hoche Be'evis, Ho'imit Be'shus Arabim. This is speaking about, this is the case we had learned and explained last week. It is speaking about an Avis Ha'imid B'Shus Arabim Gavoya Asor Atzvochim V'Roichev Arbo V'Roiche Nichnas Labein Apasim. The Avis is a Reshus HaYochid and the Roiche Avis is Nichnas Labein Apasim. The picture in Peirush Chai is page 46, picture 26. This is the case. And the Zimnin, so we are afraid of the Zimnin, the Chosele La'evis, the Mekalkel. He might, when he takes out, after he sheps the water from the Beina Pasim, he'll see that the Avis is Mekalkel. For Osilis Kune, and he'll want to go and fix the Avis. In the meantime, instead of schlepping the avis, instead of gliding the dable, the pail, over the avis, which is permissible, v'dorile le dable bahade, he'll go out and carry the dable into the rishus haram, the komapik mishus hayochel rishus haram. So therefore, in such a case, Chazal did not permit him to take out from a Beina Pasim and to glide over the pail to the other side of the Avis and put it Lifnei Behemah, because of this Chash, maybe when he sees that the Avis is Mekulkul, he might go and carry out the pail. Frag the Gemara, this whole thing is a Gzeire, that he might carry it out, would he be Taker Chayev if he would have carried it out? The Akire, when he was Oiker, the Mayim from the Rishus HaYochid, it was with an intent that it should remain in Rishus HaYochid. He wanted to take it and glide it over the Avis, which is the Rishus HaYochid. Va'omar Rav Safra, Rav Ami, Rav Yochanan, Amafana Chafetzov, Mizovis, Lezovis, V'nimlach Aleim, V'yitziyem Potos, if the Akire was not L'shem Haitzo, even though later he ended up with a Hitzor, but he's not Chayib. So why did Chazal make a Gzeire that they answered to be Memalei? If there's an Avis Bafonov, they answered Litno Lifnei HaBehemi because of this Gzeire. I feel that this would occur. It's also other Rabbanim. This is a Gzeire L'Gzeire. It's not a Shchichtike thing to occur. So why did they ask for such a thing? And for the Gemara Zimnin, the Misakin law, no, the Chash is different. That he'll go and carry out the Dabla into the Rishus HaRabim. They weren't Geizer, because if he carries it out into the Rishus HaRabim, it's only a Heitzo de Rabbonon, because there wasn't an Akira L'shem Heitzo. Now we're afraid, after he carried it out, Abul Zimnin de Misakin lay, he'll be Misakin now the Kilkul and the Avis, and then he'll pick up from the Rishus HaRabim, the Dabla, the pail that isn't the Rishus HaRabim, and he'll take the pail and put it now on top of the Avis. So that is why they asked Lechatchile to be memalei the davle from the Beina Pasim to put it al ha'evis. That is pshat in this beraisa. Zogt Rashi, loy tiboy loch the sagi beroyshe veruba. If it's nokat lo, v'nokat le lemone, so it's ikhe permissible roishe veruba. The masnisene, but the nokat mone, the Mishnah Zichah is speaking about the Nokat Mona, the love the Nokat Mona Kamei Lama Hitzchi Roishe Verubay Bifnim. If he's not holding the Keli, he don't need Roishe Verubay. Avalokim is Avkon, Dilma Masnissim, but the Nokat Lohu. Maybe the Mishnah is only with the Nokat Loh. Yeah, okay, so the vial, we weren't push at anything. Zuch the Gemara Vaita. Toshima. Gomel sheroishoy verubay mebifnim. You have a gomel sheroishoy verubay mebifnim. Oivsin oisoy mebifnim. So here we have a picture on page 47, picture 27. It's roishoy verubay mebifnim, and oivsin is you're stuffing the behemoth. And in order to stuff the behemoth, you have to have a restless grip around its neck in order to convince the behemoth to swallow down the food. So al koponim, so here it's nokat lo, whenever you're oivis the behemoth, it's nokat lo. And it says over here, you need roishoy verubay mebifnim. V'eivis commanded nokat mone v'nokit lo domye, here it's nokat lo, v'kabeinon roishoy verubo. So what is this araya? So this is araya to the first lashon. The first lashon, the Gemara declared a shaila. Mi bo'inen lo. By nokat lo, v'nokat lamona, do we need roishe verubo? Could be by nokat lo, you do not need roishe verubo. So here you see, it's speaking about oivsin es agomu, which is equivalent to nokat lo. he's holding the food in his hand, so that's nokat lamone. And vafal piken, you need that the gomel should be roishe viruba bein apasa. Omar Rav Ache Barav Hune Omar Rav Sheishes Shani Gomel. A Gomel is a different story. Hoyel Vitzavoroi Oroch. That means by a poro, you don't have a long neck involved. So Memele, if it's Nokat Lo, Vinokat Lemono, you don't need a shear of Roishoi Viruboi in the Beina Pasam. If it's a smaller shear, you have nothing what to worry about. But a gomel that has a very long neck, if it won't be roishe v'ruboy, even though it's not cut low, we have a problem. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, oivsin oiso mibifnim. Zot Rashi, what is the taich oivsin? Meforesh bepek mishehershich, shetoichev lo mispoy harbe. You stuff it up with a lot of animal food. Al kolcho bebeis abliye yaisa mirdei achiloso, more than she normally wants to eat. Achet nase keevos bemeyel, that she has a whole storehouse in the meayim. She yaitze lemidbor umisyore sheloitim tzomachol. So it is possible to stuff a gomel that it should have a good week's supply in itself. That is the Taich Oifsim. Agavucha, we see this in Machloikas Hirashi in Taisvis. Taisvis says, Hai Oifsim Lavdavke. Oifsim, Rashi for Taich Oifsim. The Oifsim means that Achenase Ke'evus B'meyeho. And so Taisvis says, Hai Oifsim Lavdavke Eloklaima Malitim. The Snabepeg Basra de Shabbos and Oivsim as a Gomel Elamalitim, to stuff a Gomel so much that it should be Me'el Ke'evus is not permitted on Shabbos. You only permitted Malitim. Malitim is a Shaila if it's Bemokim Sheyachoyla Laharzira. In Bechlal, it's not stuffing car Ke'evus. But that is Takosar on Shabbos. So Taisus is Moira very good that it can't be speaking about Mamish Oivsim. Smalitim. Al koponim va'evis kemande nokat mone v'nokat lohu. Shim einoy oiches betzavoro. If he's not gripping the neck of the gomel, einoy yochel itchayv, so he can't stuff in the food. V'kaboy va'av al pikeu yinid roishoy v'ruboy. V'tivshoy boy kamayse delishne kame. The first loshen held there was a shaila. Could be by nokat lo. You do not need roishe verubo. Here we see by a gomel it's nokat lo and you need roishe verubo. Yeah. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered, shani gomel hoil v'tzavori oruch. Now there are girsois, the Rashi says tzavori oruch. There's a shaila if it's going on the later the Gemara or it belongs here. Now, if we'll learn that it belongs here, so there are a few hagoys. Let us learn the Rashi now. Tzavoroi oruch. Shanei gomol de tzavoroi oruch. So let us see the hago on the side. V'ilav, since it has a long neck. V'ilav, de roiv gufay mebifnim. If you wouldn't have roishay verubay mebifnim, im yit kefenu, if il chapet om, V'ya'akeim tzavoroi, yagiya ad rishus haram. The next I go on the right side. So, the tzavor will reach out to the rishus harabim. V'ahochi boi roishe v'ruboi. Avogav de noketlo. Therefore you need roishe v'ruboi. He says, a gomel, there's no shaila. A gomel, without roishe v'ruboi, it is uncontrollable. The gomel, since there's a long neck, it could be ma'akim tzavori. So therefore, you need roishe v'ruboy, that it shouldn't stretch out its neck to the rishus harab. So it can't be poishit. Toshma, I'll bring you another barais. It says, behemo sheroisho v'rubo bifnim. It's roisho v'rubo bifnim. Oivsin oisa mi bifnim. You could be oivis mi bifnim. Now here it's speaking about a behemoth. Avis, behavis command the noket money, the noket lodomi. The kabin and roishe verubai. So here you see claw, Afilo astam behema also needs roishe verubay. And for the Gemara, my behema nami diktoni gomo, that this baraisa that mentions behema is not speaking about all behemas, it is speaking about a gomo. And a gomo we mentioned already, a gomo zichen is roishe verubay. Frag the Gemara vasanya behema, that's not a good teretz, because we learned two baraisas. One baraisa says, a behema, you're permitted to be oibs and oisak shiroishe verubay befnim. Vasanya, we learned another baraisa gomo. So you see that the Baraisa that's speaking about Behema does not mean a Gomel, it means a Poro. And for the Gemara, Midi Gabi Hadodi Sanya, we didn't learn one Gabi the other. Tanya Nami Hochi, Rabbi Elezer, Oyser Begomel, Hoyel Vitzavorei Ol. Rabbi Lezer Asel Zagomel Hoyel Vitzavorei Oruch. Now let us see Rashi without any agoes. So then it would go as follows. Eaten the Munami Loigasina. So Rashi is Moichik this whole thing. So then it's Zichem Estava that the Tzavorei Oruch goes on before. Or let's see how this Girsa goes. Tzavorei Oruch Va'af Al Gav the Roiv. Or maybe Rashi means it's no raya because the problem is what behem is. You can't prove anything from itmanami. It's no raya that behem is take gomel. But tzavorei oruch va'av al gav the roiv gufay mebifnim. Even though roiv gufay mebifnim, that's a svar Rabbi Elazar. That filo roiv gufay won't help im yitkefenu. V'yakim tzavore yagira ad reshus harab. So memele, that's the svar. Rabbi Elazar holds that by a gomol, even roishe verubay will not help. Perhaps the itmanami is shver, this is not itmanami, but a kaponim you see that there's a chaymer of a gomol over another behemoth. That's the end of this sugya. Amar Rab Yitzrek bar Ade. Loi hutru pasei beroitz. This heter of pasei beroitz. That b'emesin, it's a mechitza grue. It's a mechitza that's poritz meruba loimit. But they were matir b'shas atchak. Loi hutru pasei beroitz elo lo oile legorim bilvat. It's only mutter lo oile legorim. Frek de gemore vasanyi loi hutru pasei beroitz elo legabi behemo bilvat. And behema weist is for any behema. And for the Gemara, no, my behema, behemas oile legolim. Behemas oile legolim, zektrashi, aval odo, afilu oile legolim, loihuta ledales velishtois. A person who's going to do a mitzvah, he does not have a heter ledales velishtois, sheyocher likones lifnim velishtois. A person has a eitzah, which a behemoth does not have. A person can climb into the boil and drink water himself. He doesn't have to shep out the water with a keli. A behemoth cannot do this. So memela, for a behemoth, they were matter. This, we're saying this is behemoth's oile regolim. Samazay behemoth not. And this, the heter applies only for a behemoth's oile regolim and an odom as an eitzah. Metapes, Avol Odom, Metapes Vo'oile, Metapes V'yoyret. Taisus and Psochem is Ma'oire on the Shini Aloshin is, it's not Oile V'yoyret, it's Yoyret V'oile, but Al Kaponim, that's the Signa in Haloshin is Magdim Aliyah to Yeride. Metapes, so Oiches B'yodov, V'raglov B'kasolim. We don't have any rungs in the boyer, but it seems there was a narrowish boyer, so he could brace the feet on the opposite side of the Kaisle HaBoyer, and he'll grab on to this side of the Kaisle HaBoyer, and he goes in and he drinks himself. Nichnas v'yaitze. So it comes out that they were only matir pasi berois for behemoth. An Adam does not have the heter of Pasei Berois. Frag the Gemara, for Omar Rav Yitzchok, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, loy hutru Pasei Berois, elo lebe'er mayim chayim. They were only matel pasei berois, is according to, I think, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava will have later in the sugya, that they were only matel pasei berois if it is a be'er mayim chayim bulvat. Ve'ile beheime, if lemaise, it is only mutter for a beheime, mali chayim, mali mechunosim. What is the difference if it's mayim chayim or it's mayim mechunosim? A beheime can, all water is good for a beheime. An odom, you need mayim chayim. Mayim mechunosim is not good. But if the odom sai v'sai is not nene from the heter pasi berois, so why do you need bare mayim chayim? And for the Gemara, bo'inon midi dechazi li odom. You need something that is chazi li odom. So Rashi says, midi dechazi li odom, kiven de mayim mashvi lohu mechitze. That means these pasei berois, which are a mechitze grue, they were only matir this mechitze litzorech hamayim. So if this is mayim, that is drinkable for an odom, so that's a tashmish choshuv, so memele, so then for a tashmish choshuv, they were matir pasi berois. But if it's only drinkable for a behemah, so they weren't matir these mechitzes. No, kan shayel aben, but it's tiridik. If you just said before that a person is not permitted to drink from the water, you're not allowed to be not allowed to use the heter of pasi berois for an odom, what is the tzir of advorim? You need mayim chaim that chozi la odom, and an odom is not permitted to use the heter of pasi berois. So we'll see in Taisvis about this kasha. But al koponim, that's why you need mayim chaim, you need midi de chozi la. Midi de chazilada. Gufe, loihutru pasei berois elala behema bulvat, avol odom metapis va'oile metapis v'yoret. A person cannot derive benefit from this heter of pasei berois. He has to climb in and climb out. Said weiter, vim hoyu rechovim. That is only if the boyer is a boyer that it is possible to climb in and out. As it's a narrowish boyer, so he can brace his feet on the opposite side of the koisle boyer, and they'll grapple with his hands on the front side of the koisle boyer, and they'll be papa's boiler. But what's vim hoyu rechovim? So he does also, it also doesn't have an eight of metapas boiler. Afilu la odom nami. Afilu la odom. It is also permissible. Period. Zot Rashi, im hoyu rechovim, ve'eino yochel etapes, he can't climb in, mutoloi lemalois velishtois. So then, he's permitted lemalois velishtois, for himself. Let us see Taisus. Midi dechozi la'odom be'inen. So Taisus learned that they were only matir with the pasi berois dvorim chshuvim, macholim chshuvim. That's, zuktaisvis va'oivsin es agomol de la'el. Before we learned that your oivis agomol and pasi berois, so you're being metaltal. Ba'ivsin es agomol, ba'ivsin es agomol, you're using that to also be pasi berois. You're using the heter of pasi berois. Hainu nami b'midi dechozi l'odom. You also have the same heter. That means you're giving the gomo cheerios, something that a person could eat also. If you're giving the gomo machol beheime, if you're giving the gomo machol beheime, ainu chanami. Rashi says she teich of lo mispoi, why is she giving her machol beheime? So Taisus in this teretz doesn't seem to hold like that. So Taisus said that they're speaking about Hesus b'midi dechazi lod. Inami a second teretz airi b'shus hayochid v'loy bein apasi. It's speaking about Rishus HaYochid, that here you have a Geherige Heter. It is a Rishus HaYochid with Geherige Mechitzes. So Memeil, it's not speaking about Bein HaPasim. So therefore you could be metalto in this area fila machal Bein. Inami, a third teretz. Hoyel utchiles hatikon havi b'midi dechozi liyodom. That means the tikon of pasi b'rois, when one gets a permit to make pasi b'rois in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, you have to make pasi b'rois for a machel choshuv, for midi dechozi liyodom. So the tchiles hatikon havi b'midi dechozi liyodom. Yishori b'chol inyo letzach b'yman. Now as long as the mechitzes were made for a machel choshuv, so now the mechitzes are matter already. That means l'chatchila we won't get a permit to make mechitzes for a machel she'enei choshuv, that this should be a place which only is using or deriving benefit from a machel behemah. We have to make the mechitzes for a machel choshuv, for be'er mayim chayim. But now that the mechitzes are here already, so now it's matter already. Hoyel v'hutro hutro. Now already the mechitzes are matter. All tashmishim. It's as long as for a behemah oil a regal, and even though it's a machel behem. The imtaima. So now Taisus gets down. But what's the oimik advar? Amay bo inen midi dechosi liyado. Kiven de loishari elo letzeirech behemah. So what's the tzir of hadvorim? Lemaise an odom can derive benefit from its ivus. It can only be doyle letzerich behemah. So what kind of a chshivis is there that the pasim are matar adovor that is chazi laodom if the odom will never derive benefit from it? The yeshloima. So Taisva says she im dolo letzerich behemah. That is true. The heterdliya is take only for a behemah. But if it was dolo the tzorech behemah, v'nishtayru sham, shori lo odom. Some emela so an odom, so that means, shaloi b'miskaven, unintentionally, but this is a mechitze that an odom can derive benefit from it. Some emela it's called, we were matter a davar choshuv, even though one is not permitted to be daila for an odom, but an odom there was a tzeirech choshuv that we're deriving benefit from through this mechitza. V'ha'odom rinen b'samuch v'mahayu rechavim la'odom namishari. That what the Gemara says later, if the beiris are wide, so then, one is permitted, la'odam namishari, hainu l'dalis l'chatchila l'tzayrach odam. Then you're permitted to be, to shep l'chatchila l'tzayrach odam. Here you're only allowed to shep for a behemah, but if there's nishtayru, an odam is allowed to derive benefit. Inami, ha'odam rinen lai hutru elo l'tzayrach behemah. Now, Taisus in the second parrot wants to say, amir di kekule. And with this, we'll understand the lamdas of Chazil Odom much better. Inami, hodam rinu lehutro l'tzorech behenu haino tchiles hatikon. That means when one came to the planning board, they wanted to make pasi berois in the middle of this and this highway. So they had to come with proof to show that behemis are going to derive benefit from this. It was built for l'tzorech behenu. Haino tchiles hatikon. Could be in far areas, they didn't schlep their behemoths to Yerushalayim. They bought behemoths in Yerushalayim. Could be the distance was would be mazik the behemoth. So memele, so that is pshat. They only permitted to build pasi berois in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, only if there's a tzorech behemoth, that behemoths are going to drink from it. Hainu tchilas atikon. Avol b'kshevar niskan, after already you set up the pasi berois letzayrech beime, shori af letzayrech odom lechatchila. Then you're allowed, after it's built already, you're allowed to be doyle lechatchila for an odom. So now, swachadim hoyu rechovim, then is shori lesakin af letzayrech odom. Then you're allowed to be mesakin letzayrech odom. Osi Shapir, so according to this Mahalach, that the whole Dinim Pasi Birois is only the Tchilas HaTikun, that you only get a permit to build Pasi Birois if there's a Tzorech Bahim involved. But after it's built already, an Odom is allowed to have direct benefit from it. So, Odom Ala'el. Chotzel Sheroisha Nichnas Lebeina Pasim. We heard before a case that was page 45, that picture 19, 21 chotzer, 2 chotzeres. But really, it's page 44. This is the Poshita case. Chotzer Sheroisha Nichnas Lebeina Pasim, that Chotzer opened up to the Beina Pasim, so Memele, so it says he's allowed to take out into the Beina Pasim, allowed to take in from the Beina Pasim. So it seems that the Bnei Chotzer are deriving benefit from the Pasim. This is not Behemis, this is not Eilere Golem, this is a private enterprise, basically. She's allowed to derive benefit from this whole area of the Beina Pasim. So Memele, so now it's very good. So according to the second Teretz, there never was Hagbolis after the Beina Pasim was Mesukin already. After this area was Mesukin, Chazal were not Magbil the Heto to use it. If it's here already, it can be used for all purposes already. All these Tanoim, only Lebehemis or the Regal, that's Tchilas HaTikun, if one is permitted to build such an area. But if after it's built, you have a permit for it, so it is permissible for all purposes. So Mel is very good. You're allowed to take from the Chotzer to the Beina Pasim, and a Pasim L'Toicha. I know, hashta afilu L'Tzorech Odom, so it's permissible afilu L'Tzorech Odom. Zogt the Gemara weiter. V'lo yemalei odo mayim v'yitein lifnei behemtoi. This is the beraisa that we had heard before. A person is not permitted to be memalei mayim v'yitein lifnei behemtoi, ava memalei hu v'shoifech lifnei beheme v'shoise me'elel. Maskif lo rav onon, if he's not permitted to give it lifnei behemtoi, im kein ma'he'ilo pasei beroiz, so what did the Pasei Beirois accomplish? He's not allowed to give it to the Behemoth. So what did the Pasei Beirois accomplish? For the Gemara, Mahoy Ilu, what kind of cash is this? What did it accomplish? Lemalois Mehem. Before, you could never get the water out of the Be'er. Because surrounding the Be'er is the Rishus Arab. The Pasei Beirois enabled us to get the water out of the Be'er. What's next to Akash Ma'ilu? Now the Moshe is not, Ravon is asking a different kasha. Why do you need the Roshe Verube Shel Poro if you're not permitted to hold the money? He has to spill out. He's not permitted to hold the money. So why do you need Roshe Verube Shel Poro? So this is the member of Abaye which we had on Daf Chof Amid Beis. Hoche b'mayeskinen be'evei sa'oimed b'rshus ha'rabim gavoy ya'asore v'roche v'arbo v'roi she'en nichnas lebeina pasim. Zot Rashi v'yitein lifnei behemtoi hu atzmoi einoi muta lechais akeili lefoneo. He's not permitted to hold the keili, he has to spill it out. Ma'ilu bitmiye harei ha'ilu lemales minaber shurishus ha'yochit. This is what we accomplished. We accomplished that he's able to take out from the boil. So Mo said, no, why do you need Roshe Verubay if you're not holding the Keli side by side? Ma ha'ilu Roshe Verubay shel Poro. Ve'im taima frek Tosfos ha'ilu, you're asking what we accomplished for Roshe Verubay. Ha'ilu b'dinokat mone v'nokat lo. What's the problem? Roishe b'ruba you need when dinokat mone v'nokat lo. Da'om ala'el d'shori. The Gemara says, klor, then roishe b'ruba is ikhe permissible. If it's nokat lo. U'b'raisa airi b'deloi nokat lo k'demuchach lo'el. So what's the kasha? why do you need Roshe Verubay? If you're not holding the mon esayves, you need Roshe Verubay when you are holding the mon and it's nokat lo. Here it is speaking about that loy nokat lo, it's loy nokat lo take. So memele here, you're not allowed to hold the mon. Here you're mechuyiv to spill out the mayim from the mon lefonel. So what's the Gemara's kashi? V'yesh loyma derav onon mashmalei lo yemalei afilu b'dinokat mone v'noketlo. Rav Onon held that lo yemalei is speaking about afilu b'dinokat mone v'noketlo. It's afilu in such a case also. So the Sfas Emes understood pshat and Taisvis. That Taisvis means, how did Rav Onan understand this? Because it says, Stam, lo yemale yodam mayim. So it's koilul all cases. Afilu by noket lo also. That's how Rav Onan understood. So Frechter, because it says Stam. So what was Abaye's teretz? So Abaye made Hagora and Akimta in left field. It's speaking about with Anavis, Metados. So Abaye made an Akimta. So why did Abaye have to make such an Akimta? Abaye is saying, in other words, Rav Onan, no, it's not speaking in all cases. It is speaking about certain cases. So let's say the way Taisvah said, it is only speaking about Loi Nokatla. Not it's speaking about, I mean, L'chayre, that's how the Svasemis had the Stupshat and Taisvah. And the Stupshat and Taisvah, that Rav Onan did not want to say it. Because it's mashmalay leimalay afilo b'dinokat mona. Because it says stop. That's how it says emes lemshat in Taisis. In Taisis Arosh, so yes, Akashas Abaye, the Abaye's Akimte is not better than Taisis Akimte. The Sfas Emes, the Taisis Arosh weist the chayis, the pshat in Taisis is as follows. Because the Loshna Baraisa is lo yemalei odo mayim v'yiten lifnei behemtoi avu mamalei v'shayfach lifnei behemet. The Baraisa v'aistois, there is no heter liten lifnei behemtoi. No, you have to spill it out. You're not permitted to be mamalei and hold it. You have to spill it out. So memela, this was Rav Onan's kasha. Rav Onan's kasha is if we say that noket lo is mutter, so why do you say v'lo yemalei elo shay v'lo yemalei v'yitain avu malei v'shayfer? Say v'lo yemalei od. Say another eitzer. Say there's an eitzer to hold the behemoth. The Barais is saying you can't hold the keli. You have to spill it out. So Rav Onan had a kasha. Rav Onan had a kasha. That the only eitzer is to spill it out. Hold the behemoth also. That was the hechech of Rav Onan. So Abaye came and said, it's not speaking about, it's speaking about a different case over here. We're not handling with the demon in the behemoth. We're speaking about an avos. And then the avos brings with it different problems. And avos is a problem. It might be in his calcula avos and it'll be metal to the davla. And avos, when there's an avos involved, there's no other eitzit. That was Abaye's teretz. That's how the Taisa Rosh seems to learn Shat and Taisvus. Inami Svirelei could be the Rav Onan hell, the Benokat Mone Venokat Lo, Le Beinen Roisha Verubay. Oh, so Memele, so then it's Gogut. That Bemison was the first Loshen of the Gemara, Me Beinen Roisha Verubay by Nokat Lo. So could be Rav Onan held that you don't need Roisha Verubay there, you don't need Roisha Verubay. So Memela say yes to Kasha, so in what case do you need Roshay Verubay? By Loi Nokat Lo, that's the case of the Baraisa, Roshay Verubay doesn't help. By Nokat Lo, you don't need Roshay Verubay. So for Kert, so the Gemara answered, no, that what it says it doesn't help is not speaking about. You need Take, Roshay Verubay, by Loi Nokat Lo. And this Baraisa that says there's no eight, it's speaking about when there's an Avis involved. Zog de Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yirmiye bar Abe Oma Rav. Ein burgenin be Bovel v'loi pasei birois b'chusel l'oretz. Burgenin, we have a picture 28. A bulgenin is a small hut, a temporary hut, that it is for Shaimrim, and this is out of the outskirts of the city. It is Teich Amma, Ayin Amma Vishirayim. That means it is in the area of 70 2/3 Amma from the city. Now let us see what the purpose of these bulgenin was, and why in Bovel one cannot make bulgenin. Zot Rashi. Ein bulgenin bebovel. The Oma bekeitzad ma'abrin. Im hayu bulgenin chutz le'ir. The halacha is that the tchum Shabbos starts, you start measuring the tchum when the ear ends, then you start measuring the tchum. So im hayu bulgenin chutz le'ir, if there were small huts outside of the city, besoich ayin ame v'shirai, in the, it is still is 70 amis and 2/3 amis away, in that shetach, besoich ayin ame v'shirai, misabrin imos, so it's considered like a chelik of the city, umoydidim tchum ha'ir misham, so we consider the ear does not end. As look in the picture before where all the houses of the ear are. The ear ends, this is the end of the ear, because the ear extends till the bulgenim. The bulgenim is still considered a chelik of the ear. And that is the end of the ear, and memele, you start counting the tchum from the bulgenim. Umoided in tchum ha'ir mishamalol, mahim bulgenim, sukkais, small hut sha'oisin shaimrei ha'ir. Ve'einoi davar kavua, it is not a kavua dike hut, it's a davar aroi. Ve'koma rabbi yirmiye, tahanach bulgenin ein bebovel. In Bovel, we cannot be soimach on these bulgenin to say that the city extends till the bulgenin. Kloima ve'emis abrimenei, they don't become a chelik of the year. Why? The bebovel ike bitke de maye vishat filu. It seems in Bovel, these bulgenim did not have an ariches yomim. They could have been flooded away. Hilkech leich shivi midi. So it's not considered, it doesn't have a teiris bias to consider that the city ends before. This is too temporary. This is too aroyistic. So memele, so we don't reckon with these bulgenim. That's ein bulgenim bebovel. That's one. V'loi pasei b'rois b'chutz l'oretz. What's b'chutz l'oretz? B'shar arotzeis l'bar mi'bovel. In Bovel, you can make pasei b'rois also. If you need aces pasei b'rois, they can be made in Bovel. But in chutz l'oretz, pasei b'rois are not mutter. Bulgini b'bovel loi. Now the Gemara explains the Memra of Rav. Bulgenin bebovel, you cannot make. Why? Vishchichi bitki. Because bitki de maya shchiyah, some amelits to aroizdik. Pasi birois bechutz loretz loy. Tloy shchichi mesifte. Let us see Rashi. Tloy shchichi mesifte. Liyois talmidem hoilchem meir liyir lilmei teire. In Bovel, there were a lot of yeshivas, there was traffic, people were going on the highways from one yeshiva to another yeshiva, some emela there was a necessity for Pasi Birois. U Pasi Birois, lehutra lalai le regolim ulchayitzi behem. Shahoilchin lidvar mitzvah, lavdavka oile regolim. Any hiluch lidvar mitzvah, they were matter. Some emela, going to yeshivas was, there was also matter pasi berois. Aber chutz l'oretz, there wasn't such a demand of a hilchil mesiftis. And mamela, there weren't matter pasi berois and chutz l'oretz. Aber ipche avdinen. Aber faker tastes, pasi berois in Bovel, in Bulgen in chutz l'oretz, he could make. Because fakert, papase berois, in Bovel you can make this mesifte. Bulgen in Bechutz Lotz is no bitke de maye, so that you can make. Ike da amri, omer rav yirmiya bar abe, omer rav, a different lashon. Ein bulgenin u pasei be rois loy be bava voloy be chutzlots. Bulgenin be bava loy de shchichi bitke. Be chutzlots nami loy de shchichi ganvi. So me mele, so that's a new tzore heist this. Weiss is in Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Ganvi, even though I have Ganvi Yisrael, but this they wouldn't steal Weiss heist. But the Chutzlot is Ganovim that will take away these Burgenim. So me mele, so it's also, so it's two Aroistik, so we can't reckon that the city ends by the Burgenim. Pasi bi rois bi Bavel loi, the Shrichi Maya. There's no necessity, there's no hurries. The Shrichi Ganvi, the Ganvilo, they'll steal the Bulganin. Hilkach, Leich Shivi, Liyos Batem, we can't consider them like Diris, it's too Aroizdik. The Shrichi Maya, in Bavel, the Shrichi Maya, so the one matter passes by Rois. Leihutru passes by Rois, Elo Lamokim, Shetzrichin, Meik Shomim, Lekanson, The lishtais mehen, the ika doichek. Chaydish Aviv does not understand this Rashi. Rashi starts going with make shomim fakert to what we had before that, pase berois, you need, be'er mayim chayim, the chazila odom. The shchichi, the subsidiar, the dikir is the ika doichek. Luther pase berois says poshit and bubble, there was no race. The Loshna of Rashi is Shver. Mokim Shasicha make Shomim, Lekansom, Belishtes Mehem, the Ike Doichik. Okay, the Pasib Rosal Behemayim Chaim we had before. Yeah. Alkoponim, so that's the second Loshin in Rav Yirmiya Barabe. Omalei, Rav Chizde, Lemorei, Berei de Rav Hune, Berei de Rav Yirmiya Barabe. Rav Chizda told Mori, was an enikel of Rav Yirmiya Barabe, Omri, I heard, Mezok, Asisu mi Barnash, lebeiknishte de Donil, that you walked from Barnash to the base of Knesset in Donil. There was a place in Bovel that was used for a base tefillah that Donil davened in. Davetlosi parsi bishabata. And there was three parsi. And I heard you and a chavraya of people walked at three parsi to daven and beknishte de Daniel. Amai, what was the heter? It's chutz l'tchum. Novos, somchisu abuginin. You relied on the buginin. Ha'omar avu'e, your grandfather said, mishmei de rav in buginin bebovel, according to both lashonis. That in Bavel, Bulganin doesn't help. So, Memele, so what was your heter? Nofik va'achvi lehanu masvoso de miblon b'shiva ame b'shirai. So he showed him that it is not, he wasn't saying on Bulganin, because he knows him Bulganin b'Bavel. There was hanu masvoso. Masvoso is a loshen, we'll see a machlikas rashi in Teisvis, but is it a type of cities? There were cities. The Mivlon Beshivin Amo Vishirai. There were still some cities that were in the Shivim Amo Vishirai. Here, picture 29, we see some remnants of cities. That's Bemison Rashi's Pshat. Barnash is all the way in the back of the picture, and there were remnants of somebody was standing now on the balcony of the Beis Tefillah of Daniel. But Al Kaponim, these are remnants of cities, from a mele, so this is considered a continuation of Barnash, the Shivim Am v'Shirayim, and a mele, so a mele was considered Teichatchum. Zot Rashi. Omri de Kosisu mi Barnash l'beiknishte de Daniel. Shamati sha'imim aleichem, sha'atem boi mi Barnash l'beiknishte the Daniel b'Shabbes, Mokim hoye b'bavu, sheshamay mispalo Daniel, d'asi v'kevim psichen lei b'lisei. He had windows open in Dalia. Amay kosam chisa buganin, sheyesh buganim yishivin amel yishivin amel. Your grandfather said you can't rely on them. He said, no, masvosa. ayorais chareibois, v'nish'aru sham mechitzis min habotim. There were still left over remnants, mechitzis, of those old cities, v'minin hosnberg, keitzit ma'abrim, nefesh, sh'loi nifritz adayno matzeves kever, misaberes im ha'ir, could also become a chelik of the ir, v'av b'she'en ha'bayis mamish. So you have remnants of a city, so that is sufficient to consider it as a continuation of the city. V'shivim amah v'shirayim, shnei shlishi amah. V'shirayim is two-thirds of an amah, dohu shir beis osoyim kechotza ha-mishkan, k'demrinu l'kamen noisning kalfav le'ir. We give an area surrounding the ir, the whole shivim amah v'shirayim, so mechlir ha-be'ir, this is considered a chelik of the ir. Zoktoisvis. Ach v'leihanach masvose, mashme, so Toisvis did not learn the way Rashi learned, that it means it was remnants, botim charevim. No, masvose was kleine shtetelach, mashme de kforim ktanim, mikru masvose. So here we have a picture in 48-30, there was small, Barnash was a metropolis, was a big city, and there was kleine shtetelach, episazoi, that weren't really on the map. And these were kleine shtetlach, which were shivim amah v'shirayim, so we can consider that these were all a continuation of Barnash. That's a tesis lomshat masvosa, kleine shtetlach. Mash medikforim ktanim mikri masvosa. That's also called Ashtot. Tohoye v'loyhoye yedum, so where did I get this from? Because he didn't even know about it. The one who asked him, Avchizda, who asked him, he didn't even know about the shtetlach. So Vaistay, they were the one too big. The hoylo you do him, mechlal diktanim oy. Ubepeire kame digitten, kori la ayoris gdoilois masvosa. The Gemara in Gitten calls a large shtot masvosa. The kamrine masvosa, the ara di Yisrael, kochoshev, kabikino, vedimoino, vadado. So now Taisvus has a Bekiyas from a Gemara in Erevin as a Kleinstadt is called Masvosa. That's a Loshen Rabbim. A Mosa, Loshen Yochid. The Gemara in Gittin says a big stadt is called Mosa. Mitoichach niredein lahakpid mashe koisvin beget Mosa ploini. That, it's written, the Ksubis also like this. Mosa, Mosa ploini. Bein ir gdoila, bein ir ktana, because whatever it is, it's called amosa. Umiyu bekuntres pirishkan masvosa ayoris charevois. So that's why he didn't think that this is a chshivis that you could be mamshich the ear, but so lefize ein raya, the shema gdoila soyu, lefisha nechavu loyhoyu yeduis. But so according to Rashi's pshat, it's no proof that a small shtetl is called a mosa. But according to the Taisa's pshat, we have a raya. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chizde. Dorish Mori Bar Mar. Maider Siv Lechol Tichlo Raisi Kates. Everything that has an end, I was able to see the end. To get to the end. Rechava mitzvahs chamiyoit. But the mitzvahs are rechava. There's no end to the mitzvahs. Agav uche, there's a meredik going that Rabbi Avrom, Ochiv Shalom, going brings down the Mailas HaTorah. The going says as follows. The going says, we are accustomed to think that there are tayag mitzvahs. That the goyim shall come out, if there are tayag mitzvahs, shall come out in whole chumish bereishis, is only six mitzvahs, and that's not oil al adas, and he says that, there's many parshias without any mitzvah whatsoever, that's also not oil al adas. The goyim says that every teve in the Torah is a mitzvah. Every word that's yotza mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mitzvah. And if a person has seichel, and alev maven, every minute pu'ule that he does, he could be mekayim a mitzvah d'iraisa. What is pshat tayag mitzvah? So the goyim said there are tayag shoroshim. But from the Taryak Shoroshim, there comes out a multitude of mitzvahs, and the Goyin says, this is Pshat in David HaMelech, L'chotich l'ri'isi keitz, L'chova mitzvos ha-miyoid. But the multitude of mitzvahs that a person can be mekayim, every prat in a mitzvah is also a mitzvah. That's why the Chananya ben Akashi Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zakei says, so l'fikach hilbalam teiro mitzvahs. There's a multitude of mitzvahs. Says in a note also, there's no such thing as amidi de reshus. Whatever one is doing, it could be either amidi de mitzvah or the chas v'shalom beheper. Anyway, so this is pshat and David HaMelech. That's what the guy says. Rechava mitzvos chamiyoy. I didn't see for the mitzvahs. I never saw a kate. I never saw the kates of the mitzvahs. Davar ze amru David v'loy pirshoy. He didn't elaborate, he didn't explain the Oymek Advar. Amrei Iyav also said a similar Rayain, also V'loi Pirshay. Amrei Yecheskel V'loi Pirshay. Atshebo Zechariah ben Idai Yepirshay. Zechariah ben Idai was Mefarish Chachol B'traktana, what we're speaking about. Amru David V'loi Pirshay. T'chsiv L'chol T'ichlach Yisri Keitzer Chove Mitzvos Ramiyay. Amrei v'loi pirshoi d'chsi v'aruka me'eretz mida urechava miniyom. That's what they bring from the Goyin, aruka me'eretz mida, that each thing has its own measuring stick. There's other things you measure with a 6-inch ruler. There's other things you measure with a yardstick. Aruka me'eretz mida. The yardstick to measure Torah is Aruka Me'eretz. The Midah is Aruka Me'eretz. Aruka Me'eretz Midah, Rechava Miniyah. But also he didn't elaborate, he didn't explain clearly. Omer Yecheskel V'loi Pirsha. Dersi V'ayifreis Oysa Lefona. That they spread out the Megillah in front of me. V'iksuve Ponim V'ocher. It is written on both sides. V'chosu v'eleho kinim v'hege v'hi. And in this Megillah there's written kinim v'hege v'hi. Kinim zu puranusan shal tzadikim b'ilam hazeh. V'cheinu aima kinehi v'kainona. V'kainonuha. A lotion of Peronius. V'hege zu matan schon shal tzadikim losid lovi. V'cheinu aima alei higoyim b'china. V'hi zu puranusan shal reshoim losid lovi. But again, it didn't clearly elaborate the dimensions of Torah Shebal Peh, which we're speaking about. Ad shebo zechaye ben idai epirshay. The chsiv, he said in a pasuk as follows, v'yomer eilai mo ataroye. What do you see? V'oymer ani roye megila ofo. I see a folded megila. So let's look in the Perish Chai. Picture 31, a Megillah of a folded Megillah. It was 10 by 20 when it was folded. Olka Esrim Ba'amo, the length is 20 amis, V'roch Ba'esra Ba'amo, and the Reichev is 10 amis. V'chiposhtolo, when you open it up, Havelo Esrim Ba'esrim, so it's 20 by 20. It's written on both sides. Now you can take apart, you can separate the front from the back. So now you'll put it together, you'll put the both sides together. So now you'll have 40 by 20. You'll have 40 by 20. Now, this was a mar nevue of this is Torah Shebal Peh. So what is Torah Shebal Peh? So Torah Shebal Peh is 40 amis by 20 amis. But Rashi says this is ba'amosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Rebbeinu shel Olam's amis. Now, so if you want to know the Rebbein Shalom's Amis, achsiv, mimodad b'sholay moyim, v'shamayim b'zeres tikein. Now the whole Shamayim is the size of a Zeres of the Ribbono Shel Olam. A Zeres is a half an Amma by a half an Amma. So the whole Shamayim is a half an Amma by a half an Amma, and this is 40 by 20. Nimtza kol ha'olam kuloi echad mishloishes alofim umasayim batayre. So the whole world is 3,200, 3,200th of the size of Torah. Zogt Rashi. The Cheshbon is possible. The Cheshbon is a poshet Cheshbon. If we want to make this into half amis, so it's not 40 by 20, it'll be 80 by 40. So 80 times 40 is 3,200. That's the Cheshbon. I shall make it with Ritzuis. So Kaponim Aces, there's 3,200 Zartais in this Megillah. Zogt Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Lechalti chalisi kates. The seif called over yesh kates lim tzai seifai. Ava mitzvos chalchava miyoid ven kates letichla shalom. Le pirshu eze kates shiyura. Shehi Sheikol Ksiva Mitzad Echot. Kavulcha de Marsha seems to learn Pshat that this is the, when it's folded up, that's Pshat, and you take it, you unfold it, that's Drush. The other side is Remez Vesoy. That's the Shleimus of Teresh Shabal Peh. It's on the other side, you know, it's not Begoli. You have to be Koyleflo. Yeah. Avi lo arboim oirech bereichev chov. The shamayim bezeres tikein. Midas oilom, the world, is chatzi amo al chatzi amo, that is a zeres. Tzebech ha-shoif, kamo chatzi amo al chatzi amo yesh b'megila. How many squares are there of a chatzi amo al chatzi amo? So we have here the picture also, this is picture, the 36, the Peirish Chai. We'll see this is really the top picture of Yud Aleph, by the Aleph. But let us see Rashi. Kama chatzi amo yesh b'megila, v'timtze shloishes alofim o'masayim. Keitze. Asei me esrim amo, it's 40 by 20. Reichev Ritzuis shall Reichev Chatzi Amo. Make Ritzuis of half Amis. Harei kan arboim Ritzuis. So you have here 40 Ritzuis of a half an Amo. Bechol Achas, and each Ritzuis is arboim Amo le'orka shal Megillah. So each Ritzuis you have a half an Amo wide and 40 Amos long. Now, add all these, put them one next to the other, make a long Ritzuah. So this is 1600. You'll add, because this is 1600.